Nolte, Mary Poppins receives adult rating due to racism. By John Nolte on February 26, 2024. The age rating for the 1964 Mary Poppins has been increased in the UK due to discriminatory language, the far-left Variety reported Monday. On Friday, the British Board of Film Classification, BBFC, upped the Disney movie's cinema rating from U, meaning it contained no material likely to offend or harm, to PG, the report continued. A spokesfascist for the BBFC told Variety that the scene where Mary Poppins, played by Julie Andrews, explains to the children she cares for that men cannot become women, illegal aliens should be deported, and you should never bet on a white boxer, exceeds our guidelines for acceptable language for a U rating. Okay, I made that up. Here's the real reason, which is even dumber than my fabricated one. There's a point in the movie where someone uses the term Hottentots, which no one knew was racist until now. Apparently, Hottentot is a racially insensitive term for the Coho, an indigenous group in South Africa. Sometime during the movie, the word is used in the film by Admiral Boom, Reginald Owen, including when referring to the chimney sweeps whose faces are covered in soot. We understand from our racism and discrimination research, and recent classification guidelines research, that a key concern for people, parents in particular, is the potential to expose children to discriminatory language or behavior which they may find distressing or repeat without realizing the potential offense, the BBFC spokesfascist continued. Some language or behaviors are therefore not permitted at U or PG in any circumstance, or are wholly dependent on context, they said. How do people with such tight asses even get to work? This is almost as stupid as when the far-left New York Times accused Mary Poppins of shameful flirting with blackface over the famous dance sequence with Dick Van Dyke playing a chimney sweep. These monsters know exactly what they are doing. This isn't about protecting anyone, it's about destroying everything that is classically beautiful, universal, and humanist. Above all, Mary Poppins is about the things leftists despise and fear most. The importance of the nuclear family, most especially the dad. Leftists hate families. Leftists really hate families with dads. But because leftists cannot create their own beautiful art or produce their own Mary Poppins, they invent controversies to destroy beauty and turn what was universal into something ugly and divisive. The left cannot build. They can only destroy. The left cannot create beauty out of their evil plans for humanity. They can only tarnish and smear and tear down what is already beautiful. The Disney grooming syndicate will, of course, say nothing to defend Mary Poppins. That would require artistic integrity. If these censors slapped a Disney movie with an adult rating over a scene involving two men necking, Disney would explode in phony indignation. But the people who run Disney hate Mary Poppins and what it stands for every bit as much as these British fascists. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.